Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Ran Samvad 2025, Insights into India's Strategic Dialogue. The participants are Lieutenant General Raj Shukla, Defence Analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, Anchor.
A two-day seminar titled Ran Samvad that focused on various aspects and operational insights of battlefields and ways to boost India's firefighting capabilities concluded in Mau, Madhya Pradesh today. It was the first of its kind tri-service seminar on war, warfare and warfighting on the theme Impact of Technology on Warfare. To discuss the highlights and significance of this seminar, Defence Analyst Lieutenant General Raj Shukla now joins me in Akashvani's Spotlight program. General Shukla, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me over.
General Shukla, my very first question to you is, what was the purpose of this conclave, which was called Ran Samvad, and why was it held? I believe you were there yesterday.
Yes, so I happened to be there. See, I think the purpose of Ran Samvad was that in recent times, I think it's the first of its kind. It was a deep-seated dialogue on issues like the changing character of war, technological tsunami, which is sweeping the national security landscape, and on account of the first two, what is the impact on our operational poise? How prepared are we to meet the challenges of the future? So the dialogue in sum was about these three aspects. And it was a fairly large gathering. It was not confined to the armed forces. We had members from the media, industria, academia, DRDO, NTRO. Of course, the Chief of Defence Staff was there, the Service Chiefs was there, and the Honorable Raksha Mantri also graced the dialogue, I think, this morning.
Yeah, this morning. The Defence Minister, Rajnath Singh, today also said that the sheer number of soldiers or the size of weapon stockpiles is no longer enough. Cyber warfare, artificial intelligence, unmanned aerial vehicles, and satellite-based surveillance are shaping the wars of the future. We heard Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his Independence Day speech this year. He mentioned that how India is now going to have its very own Iron Dome. So when we talk about this, what is the importance of having a deterrent such as an Iron Dome? And before we discuss this, let's listen to what the Prime Minister had to say about that, the Sudarshan Chakra.
A desh Sudarshan Chakra mission launch karega. ये मिशन सुदर्शन चक्र एक पावरफुल वेपन सिस्टम दुश्मन के हमले को न्यूट्रलाइज तो करेगा ही करेगा लेकिन कई गुना ज्यादा दुश्मन पर हिट बैक करेगा आने वाले 10 सालों में हम उसको प्रखरता से आगे बढ़ाना चाहते हैं
General Shukla, we were talking about the India's very own Iron Dome, Sudarshan Chakra. How important is that as a deterrent and for India to be ready for any future wars?
I also was listening to the Prime Minister. I don't think he mentioned Iron Dome. Those are the media interpretations of Sudarshan Chakra.
Okay.
So I think for the Prime Minister and Mr. Rajnath Singh were expressing their political instincts, which seem to suggest that India is faced with a unique body of threats. And we must do something to take care of those threats. So what could that something be? In my view, they both are urging the armed forces, the scientific community, the strategic commentariat to visualize a defense citadel, which is, you know, will be of upgraded AD topology, better drones, wraparound technologies, yes. EW, cyber. Because see, EW can jam enemy radars. Mm-hmm. Cyber today can nullify the enemy's command and control system. So not merely platforms, but platforms and technologies to create this defense citadel, which will be primarily an instrument of deterrence. But if we are provoked, they can also be used by way of offensive poise and not only combat platforms, but also technology. So let's say AI.
Right.
The ships, satellites, weapon systems, tanks, aeroplanes that we have, if that physical entity can be powered with technologies like AI, the combat performance will rise by an order of magnitude. Right. So without adding to the inventory, you don't need to buy new planes, but you power the existing planes with these game-changing technologies, your combat delivery will go to a new high. I think that is what the Prime Minister was urging us, and that is the reference that the Honorable Raksha Mantri was making.
General Chakra, if we look at the conflicts that are taking place around the world today and our very own Operation Sindoor, it is very clear that the wars today are increasingly becoming technology-driven. And this is something the defense minister also referred to while lauding the success of Operation Sindoor today. So let's first listen into what the defense minister said about Operation Sindoor.
The success of Operation Sindoor is the perfect example in itself. The bravery and the swiftness with which our forces carried out action against the terrorist shelter in Pakistan was something those terrorists could never have been imagined. I firmly believe that every war leaves us with some important learnings. In the course of battle, we are able to realistically assess that level of our preparedness. If we speak the Operation Sindoor, it was indeed a striking demonstration of technology-driven warfare.
So General Shukla, as we were talking that we saw how effectively Indian Armed Forces used technology during Operation Sindoor. So what are the other measures being taken and what should be further done by our armed forces to be future ready for such technology-driven wars?
So see, what's happening really is that technology and national security are driving geopolitics like never before. So it's not just technology in the military sense. It is technology in the sense of what they call strategic choke points. Okay. For example, rare earths. So today rare earths are used in everyday electronics and they are also used in military equipment. So look how China is using rare earths to negotiate its problems with Trump. It is a strategic choke point. We do not have strategic choke points of that kind. So even before you come to war, they become instruments of coercion and leverage. So technology in that sense is having a very wide impact. In Ukraine, just see, dronery, what they say, the art and science of dronery is a post-2022 phenomenon. It all began with wedding drones and then somebody put a camera and then a chip and then powerful batteries. And then, you know, they have quantum fired solutions. And today drones are striking at 2000 kilometers, 3000 kilometers. They are striking enemy infantry, armor, artillery. They are being used as strategic air power. So technology is rewriting the rules of war. And therefore, we have to see how we can leverage technologies to strengthen our deterrence and war fighting. And these were the issues which were discussed during Ransamba.
There is a very important component here, which is of research and development. So how important? Because India is still not at the same level as some of the other developed countries. So what needs to be done in terms of research and development? What role can startups play in this?
So, you know, to be absolutely blunt, in research and development, we are laggards. Absolute laggards, and we must step up our game. So I'll just give you a set of figures. The United States spends $975 billion every year on R&D, out of which $700 billion comes from the private sector. Private sector, not the government. China, $575 billion. We are spending less than $40 billion. We really have to step up our game in R&D, both the government and the private sector. If we don't, the writing is on the wall. So R&D is significantly important. Startups, in my view, are the future. Startups are delivering superior technologies in faster time frames and at lesser cost. So I think our future is in startups. Startups in defense have done very well. There are some very smart youngsters. They are delivering on technologies like semiconductors, space, and a whole lot of modern defense technologies. And they are the future. We must invest in them.
Now, the Chief of Defense Staff, General Anil Chauhan, he addressed the seminar yesterday. And one of the things that he talked about was that the battlefields of tomorrow will not recognize service boundaries. And so a swift and decisive joint response across domains is needed to ensure victory in future wars. We've already seen this kind of a coordination during Operation Sindoor. So in a way, we need to just build upon that, would you say?
We not only need to build on that, we must take this whole game of, you know, what they call jointmanship integration to a new high. I think India is in a state of coordinated jointness. We need to go beyond. We need to integrate structures and we need to fuse them. And not only physically, but digitally. The very establishment of the Chief of Defense Staff is very welcome. That was the first step to make our structures joint. But in my view, we still have a long way to go in terms of integration, digitization, digital theaters, and finally, civil-military fusion, which is talents and attributes from any field, civil and military, to power our defense prowess. I'll just give you an example. Just last month, the United States Army has inducted the CEOs of four startups, which means civilians, Shyam Shankar, Kevin Boswell, and I forget two names. CTOs of 4 startups as lieutenant colonels. So the military is acknowledging that to drive technological innovation in the defense services, they do not have the capacities. They must get capacities from outside. So that is what I call fusion. Talents, attributes from any kind, because national security is so important. It is so sacred. We just cannot afford to lose. In national security, there are no runners-up.
Right.
They are only winners.
Now, both the defense minister as well as the CDS spoke about the importance of Atmanirbharta in defense. In fact, Rajnath Singh, the defense minister, said that Atmanirbharta in defense is no longer just a slogan, but the unbreakable foundation of our national security. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Our indigenous platforms, light combat aircraft Tejas, advanced towed artillery gun systems, Akash missile systems, and indigenous aircraft carrier are giving a message to the world that India's technology and quality are now standing at world-class standards. This confidence and strength are due to our scientists, our industry, and our leadership. Today, we are making all the equipment in our country that we used to import. Now we have taken another step forward in the direction of making fifth-generation fighter aircraft. Now we are moving fast in the direction of making jet engines in India itself. Under the visionary leader of our Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi, the government has made many policy reforms in recent years. Such strong steps have been taken to promote indigenous design, development, and manufacturing. Self-reliance in the defense sector is no longer a dream, but is truly becoming a reality. The journey of the last 10 years is proof of this. Our defense production, which was only 46,425 crore rupees in 2024, has now increased to a record over 1.5 lakh crores rupees. The contribution of over 33,000 crore rupees from the private sector shows that private industries are also becoming partners in this campaign of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
General Shukla, India has already made strides in this direction. We've started, in fact, exporting defense equipment. How do you view this? How important is it in today's scenario, not just from the defense preparedness point of view, but also given the kind of economic climate that's prevailing?
It's a very welcome development that we are now exporting. Defense will fetch us revenues. But the point that you made about Atmanirbharta, it is so important. See, we value our strategic autonomy so much, and Trump has really forced us to revisit that we wish to take independent choices in foreign policy. But if you are not technologically self-reliant, you cannot be strategically autonomous. So we really have to invest in technologies so that we become autonomous, and technologies of the autonomous kind, Atmanirbhar technologies. If you are not Atmanirbhar in technologies, you will get squeezed from all quarters. And this argument goes beyond the military. It has to be, let's say, in rare earths. Rare earths today go into your everyday electronics, yes, and into your military systems. Mm-hmm. And if you do not have rare earths, and that is the reality today, China, 98% of the rare earths, yes, you are automatically exposing your vulnerabilities. And in the international system, there is no dharma. There is only power. So if you have a weakness, it will be exploited. So Atmanirbharta is certainly not a slogan. It is an absolute imperative to ensure, to protect our technological sovereignty and our national security.
General Shukla, thank you so much for joining us on this very important topic.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Ran Samvad 2025, Insights into India's Strategic Dialogue. The participants were Lieutenant General Raj Shukla, Defense Analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.